Hey everyone, this is Greg, your host of Goddamn GameCube. Thank you for listening to our show, and we hope you enjoy Season 5. Someone is like yelling at someone, you better be ready for the ass-fucking of the century.
Yeah, Rayman standing at a urinal, and he's peeing into the urinal, and he's like smiling at the camera behind him. And the other guys next to him are like looking down at Rayman's dick. And the caption is, no arms, no legs, huge features.
Oh,
I hate that.
Wait, actually, can I ask a question? So like, is Rayman's nether region like designed the same as his arms and legs? Or like,
that's really funny.
I don't know.
Ellie is forced to watch as Joel is savagely like beaten to death by Abby with a golf club.
Ugh. A man chooses
a slam obey.
Can I make one more funny Boston comment before we move on?
Yeah.
This game takes place in 2003, right?
That's
like,
right.
If it took place in 2003, that means the Red Sox never broke the curse. It's still ongoing.
No wonder they're so fucking depressed.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I think Chaturga is going to defeat Zolotov in the next primary for sure.
I think that's
the way it's going to play out.
And they show the Transformers in the background when people are building the pyramids, and it's like they're kind of going for that same thing, but it just fell flat. It didn't work. When I was watching it, I was just like, "That's fucking dumb." When I watched it, and then thinking of this game, it's like, no, they executed it pretty well. I thought.
Remember the part with all the shoes?
That was awesome.
What the fuck was that? Are those his arms?
A monster in the shoes.
This is what I literally yelled at the screen. Are you going to take a fucking bite out of her? I said, do it. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. And you fucking take a bite out of her neck and the game ends. And I literally said, fuck yeah. Bon appetit. Fuck you. Let's go.
Let's say you get a nice fancy dinner with actor Keanu Reeves. So, you know, you're having a really nice time with him out at a fancy restaurant. And about a third of the way through, he says, listen, I've had a great time, but I got to get going. And my friend Mitt Romney is going to take over. And you have to spend the rest of the evening with Mitt Romney.
He has this funny one where he's like, I don't remember how he starts it, but he says something like, you ever gone down the Midtown Tunnel going the wrong way, going 90 miles an hour with my buddy, Crazy Abdul?
It's like, no, that's never happened to me.
It's really weird. You and I were joking about this off mic. Like, you ever gone to Top Donut with Jimmy the Grape?
I mean, I think Prince of Persia Sands of Time is one of the most important games ever made.
Well, what if I told you that fans like the second one better?
That's delusional.
Can you imagine, like, making one of the most influential games of all time, and to make the sequel, you said, we should get Godsmack to do the soundtrack?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, almost like a WWE moment, like Stone Cold is like, get your ass down off that cross so I can pin you back up there myself. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm going to get on my high horse for
Please.
A minute. I feel that storytellers have a responsibility.
Sure.
When you're going to create a story that millions of people are going to digest, what are you doing by just putting them in a slog and just continually pushing them under the ground? It just feels like every violent beat in this game, it was like, how can we make this as violent and as horrific as possible?
Hey everyone, this is Nick the intern.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Klippenstein, reporter for The Intercept.
Hey everyone, this is Riley, your host of Goddamn GameCube. Season 5 launches September 29th.